Okay, here we are.
I got
an announcement to make here because I'm super excited about it because you may help all of us. Anyway, so you were with your family. I thought you were, and you're the big one. Yeah, so you're the mom and a grandma. You look like $1 million because you're, what are you, 40-something, and you look 20-something. I still haven't figured out how you do that, but whatever it is, sign me up. Okay.
I don't know what I do either.
That's good. How are you? Listen, let me ask you a question. How are you feeling? Because I know that you've been struggling a little bit, and you know, trying to stay with the program and with the game. But how are you feeling yourself? So, talk to me.
Physically or mentally or what? No, I.
Well, all of them. There you go.
Or what? No, I have been suffering a fibroflare, and it's been one of the worst ones I've had since I was diagnosed. And just like physically, I've just been just really exhausted and just really sore. Like all of my muscles and joints are just really sore. And then I've been having some stomach problems and stuff. But I'm starting to feel a little bit better each day. Let's see. I think I missed like a week of work at first, and then I've been good getting up and getting going. What else? Just kind of tired, really tired at the end of the day. Coming home, taking long baths, but I'm getting back up there.
You're getting back kicking it.
Yeah.
Listen, I need to tell you something. You know, I really wanted to, and I wrote my goals down, the personal development ones, which I wanted to do and achieve. You know, I'm traveling this month to hopefully get the radio thing set up and that I told you about, where we can have our own radio network and be having lots of fun on it. The other thing is that Whitney and I were talking about last night. She's back. She had a death in her family. We're you know, so sorry to hear that. But we want to do, you know, and I talked to you about that articles and, you know, have our own magazine where it can go worldwide, which I'm super excited about. But I had really, really wanted to be do some speaking and organization to call on me to speak because I'm good at that, like you are. And I have a lot to share, and you know, with sometimes not age, but sometimes with age, I think we get a lot of experience and we gain a lot of wisdom. And so I got a call or an email from someone, and she says, "Hey, I have this organization. We heard about you. And we want to find, we want you to do it. I'm doing a video series, our organization's doing a video series on having the best year you can possibly have. And, you know, in every area, from career to, of course, relationships and romance or family, whatever it is." And she goes, and so she interviewed me last night. She goes, "I'd like to do an interview with you, be part of the video series." So what that means is Angel Coach, but it's not only good for me, it's good for you. It's good for the Angel Coaches because what we're going to do is I'm getting to put it out to Angel Coaches. I mean, like, Angel Coaches is the umbrella that I'm going to go under because that's what Angel Coaches, it was created back in 2010, you know, when the angels gave me a little nudge here, get busy. It's all good. I've been getting to do it for Tori Abbott. But so that's what I'm saying is, so not only will I benefit, but with her database, you understand, and all her people. You okay? So, and I think she has 2 million of them. How cool is that, right?
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, so anyway, so it's a way to kickstart your business, kickstart my business. I once spoke in a very large wheel of kickstarting businesses here. Hold on one second. So, let me get people here. Oh, look here. I did not think she's gonna come, and here she is. I'm so excited. All right, and here she is too. Lord mercy. It's a miracle. All righty. James, welcome to the call. Vicki, I'm glad you're here. And Allison, I thought we'd be by ourselves today, but you guys are here. Cool. So you heard me. Yeah, party's going on. Jam party. Anyway, I called
you. Well,
James.
I won't be here
back.
Thursday, so I had to call
him. I'm glad you're here today, sweetheart. Anyway, I know you're off to North Carolina. I know Vicki's got travel plans today. And I know Allison has got a crazy school schedule, and she's got a great, her school's number one. And she's getting her Angel Coach's career kicked off to the ground. So welcome, Allison. You haven't met Sue yet. Sue is Allison. Yeah. Welcome. And Vicki. Vicki's here. And Vicki's in the process of becoming a coach with me. And we're doing a training this weekend. to become a personal trainer. Is that not cool? So we're excited about that. And, hey, Vicki, I'm glad you're here, too. So who wants to go next? What do you want to create? She's creating great health, and we're talking about angel coaches a little bit. And what do you want to create, James? James, quite contrarian. And Allison, don't go anywhere. I know you want to go, but you can't go yet.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't
know. All
right,
cool. Are you in a pause moment, trying to figure it all out?
Yes.
I gotcha. We'll leave
that
alone.
Exactly where I'm at.
We all been in. We all need to figure out pause moment. Vicki, are you there? Allison, I'm making you wait to the last, so I'm not making you because it's your, you know, this is your call, this is mine. But anyway, I'm teasing her a little bit. How about you, Vicki?
Good morning.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Anyway, Vicki and I, we're super excited. We're going to become certified personal trainers, and then we want to, you know, it's a mind, body, spirit thing. I was talking to Whitney last night, talking to Vicki yesterday. It's important, right? Yeah, man, you've got to have it all together. And so here we are. And I know James is really big into working out and taking care of himself. He's got the big old wife beater T-shirt to prove it. Anyway, he's sexy, you guys. You got to see him. Vicki, what do you want to create? Touch it. And Sue, I don't want to put you on the spot because I know you're recouping. But, yeah, if you have something you're looking to do, it'd be great.
I'm working always towards better health and better ways to maintain my health and my energy levels, looking to create abundance, lots of abundance.
Cool. Lots
so
of abundance.
So I can create some fun, too.
There you go. Well, she lives out there in Utah where the Red River goes. Like, you know, there's songs that have that stuff in it, like Redwood Forest, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, shut up, James. Ignore him. anyway, Vicki, what do you want to create? That's funny.
I am creating forward movement, one step at a time.
Awesome. You're a little bit muffled there. What'd you say?
I said
awesome. All right. I know you're traveling, too. That's cool. How about you, Allison? What do you want to create?
Did you call on me? I just put my headphones on.
Yeah, I did.
Did you say something?
Imagine that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
there you go.
Yeah, I like the forward movement. I'm creating a joyful life. Really beginning to focus on me, focus on creating abundance, working on my angel coaches stuff. I am really going to take my day job to the next level. And really focus on school. I got up this morning and I went for a long walk. And it felt really good. And I came home and drank some coffee and jumped in the shower. And now I'm trying to run out the door because I got to go to work. But it's been a good morning.
You live closer now. It's good.
I do live closer. I do. But it's just I want to create the life that I always imagined. I want to give back to.
What does that look like? Give me some tangible things. What that looks like? I want to know. Do you want a new car? You want the Jeep?
I do want a Jeep, but I want to pay off my debt. I want to finish school. I do want a Jeep. I want a house in the mountains. When I graduate from college, I want to go to Tuscany for a week or two. I want to be able to coach and mentor rainbow indigo crystal children and their families because nobody understands them. They want to medicate them. They want to dumb them down. I want to be able to have children and parents learn how to pray and get in touch with their angels so that they can live more abundantly and more freely. I also want, and this is a huge one, I really want to work on our education system because it's ass backwards.
Ass backwards.
So,
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. And I want to ask you this question, okay? So here's the deal. You and I talk about this. I read my goals every day, and the steps I take a step every day toward them. And I know that you're doing the same, like working out, getting your body in shape. I know that James and Sue and Vic, she does that too as well. So you put a program together for yourself to work out, to run, because you're a runner, you're an athlete, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. You're finishing up your education because you see you can help take the education to the next system because or the next level because they're going to listen to you in the realm that you're trying to do it with another degree, correct? I want to be clear on this myself because I think we say goals and we say things and yet we don't do anything that day to change. Vicki, I know that you're what you're dealing with, and I know that you're working on your own stuff, like doing the stuff with me on Saturday and doing the other stuff with blogging. And James, I know that too. I get that from all of us, but she's really put a plan together because that's who she is. That's who I am. So the other thing I want to ask you, and I know that's how you all are, but the other thing I want to ask you too is, okay, so you've got the house in the mountains and you've created that. You know what you're looking for, as you told me. Are you putting, how are you working toward that?
I have a journal.
The money.
I have a journal, and what I'm doing is I'm doing it through intention and attraction. But every day I started writing. Well, I started this on what's today, Tuesday. I started on Sunday morning. I wrote down five things because I do want to have a relationship again someday. So I wrote down five things that I wanted in a mate, and then I also turned around and looked at myself in the mirror and said, okay, do I have these five qualities? And then what I did is I went, okay, the next paragraph down is, I want a house in the mountains. Where do I want it? There's three different places, but what does that look like to me? And so now it's just a question of, in my mind's eye, creating that. And then as far as the money aspect of it, you know, really preparing myself to when the abundance comes, what am I going to do with that? It's not if it's going to come, it's when it's going to come. Because you and I talked about decrees. And when it comes, what am I going to do with that money? Am I going to blow it? Or am I actually going to do what I said I was going to do? So what does that look like? So now it's like, okay, I have a bank account set up. I have an LLC set up. That's done. So now it's like, okay, so now it's like, now it's coming down to the really getting detailed about what the business is going to look like, the coaching mentoring business is going to look like, finishing school to have that piece of paper to back up what I want to do. So my game plan is I have 4 quarters left and I'm graduating. So getting back in school, really taking care of just the day-to-day stuff to get ahead so that I can really, like you said, work on that business. So it's just tiny steps right now because there's a lot going on, so I got to break it down. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, but I have a journal.
Good. And I know you're taking steps every day towards your goal. And you guys, I told you, Angel Coaches, they're going to do a video because I'm part of the video series that I was recommended to you about how to have your best year ever because they listened to the show and, you know, over a period of time. And then I was, as I said, I was recommended for it. So that's an advantage to you guys because I'm going to do it under the umbrella of Angel Coaches, all of us that are coaches, okay? Because I want you guys to be able to share in that, you know, because when I say Angel, reach us at angelcoaches, you know, .net. And that didn't just happen. I think it just that was created because of taking steps and really starting out with a couple of people. Now I've got a ton of people, you know, like we all do or want or choose. And then it's a mind, body, spirit, and I'm super passionate about that. And Whitney and I talked about that last night. It is a mind, body, spirit. You can. And James, I know you've done that before. And Vicki, I know you are like super excited about that too. Well, you work your mind, you work your body, and you work your spirit, and you take classes to do that, but you take steps to achieve your goal every darn day. I talked to a dude last night. He works in a factory, and he goes to school at night, and he works in the factory during the day. He goes, I've got goals, and I'm taking steps, and he's broke as hell, and he lives in a one-room shack, but he's becoming a engineer. And he said, I saved up money to talk to you because I want to make sure I'm on the right track, right? Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
So if he can, Superman, he's got me jacked up. Super cool. But that's, you know, because I remember a few years ago, I was like broken in health-wise and this, you know, and James saw me a few years ago. Man, I do not look what I look like today, but the day we walked. And he remembers that, and he really encouraged me, and I appreciate you, James, I do. And Vicki, man, one of the things that she's always done for me, she, you know, she does a laser, but she's like beautiful and sexy. And Keisha, I know you're here. Can you talk?
Yeah.
Keisha?
I can talk.
And Keisha, she's my exquisite dress friend who's got works against all odds, man, creating that business when most people would throw in the towel and say, fuck it and give up. And there's another 770 on here. I'm not sure who you are. If you want to say anything, please speak up. But go ahead, Keisha. What do you want to create?
I want to create this week's meeting on Thursday to bring me at least $2 million a year in revenue.
Good.
So I want to create that and create the savings that I lost to create this business back 5 times the amount to pay someone back and be done with that person.
Be done with that person. I hear you. Okay, and by the way, guys, this is a woman that wouldn't drive anywhere, and now she learned how to drive and drives all across the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, Manhattan, which is crazy. You guys know her story. And so Zephyr
I didn't need
has
to drive. When you grow up in the city, you don't need to drive. So then when you start to drive, and because you're in a suburb, it's like becomes when you're on these turnpikes, it, you know, when you're not used to driving and you learn how to drive older. It's like skiing, learning how to ski older. It's a little scary, a little less scary when you're young.
Let me explain something to you. What I admire about you is this young lady has fibromyalgia when she gets it flares up. And I know, too, you suffer, you guys, I'm not going to use the word suffer, you guys have those challenges, but she goes to the gym, she works through it, and she's dying. She goes, I'm so tired, I'm hurting, I got in, and asked for some help the other night, and the person that was supposed to help her said, basically, screw off, okay? So, you know, and she picked herself up from last night to this morning saying, I got to get it done. I got to work my business. And that's what she's doing. I admire you, Keisha. So, and I'll talk to you. You guys are my heroes. Anybody have anything else to say? Vicki, you are amazing. I love you with all my heart, the way you are handling your own stuff and working through things and got goals. We've got a whole situation here of blogging, how to blog, how to get it out there. Whitney and I were speaking about last night. Whitney she's an incredible coach, but she's also a wizard on the IT, a wizard at marketing, and a wizard extraordinaire. So I probably shouldn't say wizard. Maybe a fairy wizard would be good. So I don't know if she can talk, but Whitney, do you want to say anything or just ring your tambourine? We hear you. Okay, because she's at work, and we love her. She went through a lot, and I'm glad she's back. Okay, James, are you praying with us this morning, or are you not?
Well, I'm here.
Well, why don't you pray? I said, you going to pray? Well, close
I'm going to listen. I'm praying with you guys.
Okay, you're praying with us. Okay. Anybody want to pray? Start prayer? If not, I'll start it. Doesn't matter. Allison wants to start it. You started the other day. Did anybody else want to try? Don't be all takers on this one. All right. Sue, do you want to do it?
I'm good at listening today.
Okay, good at listening. All right, well, good. I'm a good listener.
I'll start it.
You bet. Who's I? Is this Allison?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, well, go ahead, Allison. It's after to the end of the show, guys. Anyway, I love you, Allison. Go
I know. I got to dry my hair. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did somebody say they want to talk? Okay. Go ahead, Allie.
All right. I just want to thank God, Jesus, and the angels for being with us this morning. I really appreciate all of you and our time together on these discussions and these talks about how we lift each other up, how we're going to move forward in our lives and with all of our intentions and our goals and our dreams, and how we are going to help each other to make those come to fruition. I just want to bless everyone today, and I pray that there's safety as they go out into the world with driving and trying to make sales. And for those of us that have to forgive people, I really lift you up, even though you may have a heavy heart, but just know that you can work through this. Some of you are struggling with health issues. I pray that Angel Raphael comes in and helps you with that. And I just want to lift all of you up and pray for your safety, pray for you to stay on your soul's path. I pray that Archangel Michael comes in and helps you and guide you, and that you feel those nudges, you feel those touches, you feel that sense of knowing that you're on the right path and you're doing the right thing. And I just bless all of you and ask for blessings in return to each of you. And I just
ask all of this in Jesus' name, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
So that works. Amen. All right. And by the way, guys, I think when we start adding our intentions, we should put an intention out there for the world, for the planet, for our city. Okay? Like Allison did, better education system. You know, that's cool. Thanks, Allison. I'll take that. And she always says the gratitude. I'm doing gratitude. So we invite you to post them on Angel Coach's Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoach is what you're grateful for. It's been a real thing for me. So thank you, Sue, for that. It's been a real teacher with that. All right, everybody, have a great day, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.